One would think that it should. It doesn't seem to. And we in our organization are trying to make this an issue. But it is very surprising to us, given the economic crisis in the United States, where every city and every state is cutting much-needed programs from the budget, that we would continue to give money to a wealthy country like Israel that is using it for human rights abuses, and that none of our politicians, well, actually maybe a handful of politicians, have stood up and questioned this. But most of them are too afraid to say anything because they don't want to be attacked by the pro-Israel lobby groups like the group AIPAC. They all have elections coming up, and they are worried about getting campaign contributions.